Hello and welcome to Communication Psychology with Gerhard Orband, the only psychology podcast in the world in English with a German accent. Today we'll talk about promotion goals and about prevention goals. Like last week's topic, this topic is relevant if you want to develop a discipline for improving your communication. People differ in their focus while pursuing goals. In some situations, they focus on promotion or gain. This makes them sensitive to the presence or absence of positive outcomes. They use rapprochement as a strategic means. They worry about errors of omission. That is, they make sure they lose no opportunity where they can obtain a positive outcome. If people focus on prevention, they become sensitive to the presence or absence of negative outcomes. They use avoidance as a strategic means. They worry about errors of commission. That is, they make sure they avoid actions that could lead to mistakes. In speaking foreign languages, a promotion focus will make you use all opportunities to practice the language. With a prevention goal, you will avoid spontaneous conversation because there's a risk of committing mistakes. You will only speak when you feel prepared enough. You may try that your boss praises you, or you may try to avoid criticism. What conclusions can we draw from the research? In general, a promotion focus seems to lead to higher productivity. If you want to motivate people with a chronic focus in one or the other direction, people will be comparatively more productive. The incentives correspond to their focus. Employees with a prevention focus will be motivated most by security. Employees with a promotion focus will be more motivated by gaining something. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I wish you a nice day and goodbye.